He's changing, said Adric. The doctor's regenerating. A cold, unfriendly morning had begun to whiten the sky beyond the high-wire perimeter. Tegan exchanged a glance with Adric and Nyssa, but none of the three friends dared to approach the doctor. For inside that red ocean of greatcoat festooned with a familiar long woolen scarf, the figure on the ground seemed so fragile as to be hardly there at all. They watched him struggle to sit up, and from that strangely smooth and vacant face they heard a voice that was not very like the doctor's. But the sense of what he said was lost under the crisp intrusion of several pairs of footsteps running towards them across the tarmac. The long pin drop of silence shattered into confusion. In a moment, uniformed guards loomed over them, and above the clamour of the approaching ambulance, Tegan managed to hear, "These are secure premises. You lot have got some explaining to do." As if you could explain something like that to an inquisitor behind the visor of a security helmet. You'd have to retell the whole terrifying story of Legopolis and of the Doctor's last deadly struggle with the Master, perhaps his last forever, high up there on the Pharos transmission tower, in whose ominous shadow they now stood. The guard took hold of her arm, none too gently, to steer her out of the path of the approaching ambulance, while his two colleagues closed in around Adric and Nyssa. Still shattered by the Doctor's terrible fall, Tegan turned her anger on the guards. "Take your hands off me! This is an official uniform!" If she had a wild hope that they might somehow be impressed by her purple air hostess outfit, she was mistaken. Adric's tone was more reasonable. "Don't be silly," said the boy, trying to sound calm. "We want to help, but you can't take us away from the Doctor. Something may have gone wrong with his regeneration." The ambulance had drawn up beside them, like a white wall suddenly shutting them off from the Doctor. The driver jumped out and disappeared around the other side of the vehicle, and a man in a white coat emerged from the rear doors to follow him. The guards hustled the three companions against the side of the ambulance. "Arms up and lean on it! Come on, quick!" Swift, professional hands searched Nyssa and Adric for weapons. As it came to Tegan's turn, she noticed that by craning her head to the left, she could look through the windows of the driving cab to the patch of ground on the other side where the white-coated man was bent over the Doctor. The uniformed driver had returned to fetch a stretcher from the back of the vehicle. The guard concluded his search. "No weapons." "Of course not," Tegan snapped. "We're all perfectly harmless, unfortunately." Looking through the two windows of the driving compartment, she saw the ambulance men lifting the limp figure onto the stretcher. She closed her eyes tight, trying to shut out the reality of what was happening to the Doctor. After a fall from that height, it seemed impossible that he should live at all. And yet, just before the arrival of the guards, they'd all seen him open his eyes and reach out towards the shadows behind him, where his future had been waiting. "That surely must have been a dream," thought Tegan, remembering with a shudder the way the vague and luminous figure they had come to know as the Watcher had stepped out into the light, grasping the Doctor's hands and drawing closer and closer until their two shapes began to merge.